Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program. Part two of the time codes. We're going to deal tonight with destruction, maybe Earth evening the score with man. Man is desperately in pursuit of wealth, destroying the earth. It's simple. Look at the Gulf. This is all a major. It's almost a shame what we're doing, and it's all in the name of wealth. Big corporations can't get enough. There were warning signs on the dock where they were working the platform a week before the blowout. So we are in a, it's pursuit of wealth. Men destroying the earth. And will the earth strike back? We know that with clock-like regularity, sudden reversals and pole shifts are natural to the earth. Did you know that the Bible talks about a destructive time in our future? I'm talking about major consequences. The sun failing to shine, the moon not giving her light, impending situations that are look like stacking up in the Gulf. You know that with a large hole opening, and with, I believe really that oil is a natural substance that is put in the earth by those who built the earth and developed it for a reason. Our science, the only thing that they can say was caused by dinosaurs, great packs of dinosaurs that melted, if you will, was rendered through intense heat. To me, that's a weak theory. I just can't buy into that. What if oil was put in to lubricate, basically, the Teutonic plates? And without the lubricant, maybe sudden reversals and pole shifts, which are always natural to Earth, if it does shift in such a way, it could be a worldwide destructive situation. Everything in the ocean could die. That's what the Bible says. Why are we so alarmed about these things in the last days? Because did the Father know about the ways of the sea roaring? What's causing them to begin to roar? What's causing droughts in particular areas of the earth? What's causing great storms wreaking havoc all over the world? The reversal of worldwide destructive reversals is supported by paleomagnetic evidence and early manuscripts that were written before our warning along with the Bible. The reversal of the poles is attributed to the harmonic cycle of the magnetic fields of the sun. It just so happens that in 20 and 12, the greatest cycle of magnetic currents that interrupt the flow of the earth or could have devastating consequences on the Teutonic plates. And now after this eruption that we've got in the Gulf, great leakage, great pressure mounting below the surface. What about when this reservoir of oil pocket is it runs out? What goes in? When the pressure subsides, water will find its place within the hole, and with the heat of 400 degrees, when water rushes in, that could cause a major, well, it probably like equal to 5 or 6 nuclear bombs. And where would Florida be? Where would the Gulf be? A gigantic hole. Tidal wave would be the result of inland maybe 50 to 60, maybe to 100 miles is a distinct possibility. Now, polar reversals, which is we are in line for one, our scientists tell us that we are overdue. Polar reversals can be calculated precisely on the basis of the sunspot cycle theory of the magnetic field theory, which the Maya and the Egyptians were privy to. Now, that's something. These secrets are contained in the evidence of manuscripts of complex writings that warn that these shifts, polar reversal, it's nothing but horror. That means that the Earth will be turning opposite of its rotation patterns right now. And you know what that's going to, if that happens, and you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you are a fatalist. No, I'm just talking about what could be, that the Earth could be subjected to total destruction. It may be many times worse than what I'm trying to describe here. It could be. Terrible hunger, cold, pain, and disruption of your daily life. Your pleasures would cease. You wouldn't be able to watch your plasma or your digital TVs. You wouldn't be able to ride your automobiles, fly through the air. Oh, all this could come to a sudden screeching halt. And the Bible describes that these days will actually come upon us unaware. And it also tells about to not let us, ourselves, if you will, be caught eating and drinking with these drunken, mindless idiots that are just destroying the earth for greed. Total destruction. And no hope of a quick recovery, because all knowledge and resources would have been completely destroyed at this point. Are you expecting that to happen, Pastor Ben? No, I'm not. However, there's a possibility. And the Bible says, in regards to some of the things that it talks about, a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. The moon failing, like I say. Now, we could spiritualize that if you wanted to, or we could compare natural things to natural things. That we could actually disrupt the rotation cycle through magnetic reversals. It's happened before. And the Earth has come back online. Well, we know about the flood. And was Noah rescued in this tragic happening, so that basically we could survive? Maybe a people. We know that it was a racial destruction because of miscegenation. At present, scientists still do not know much about the mechanism that generates the magnetic field on the Earth. They're almost completely blind to the possibilities. But they do say, much more than frightening, without a doubt, our continued existence depends on us getting it right. We don't want a reversal or a pole shift at this point. We just don't want it. I mean, if we get one, we're in a heap of trouble. Thousands of years ago, our ancestors knew that when this magnetic field tilts, a worldwide destruction takes place. The present geologists, astronomers, and physicists know little about this. For that reason, we're running towards an end without a single acknowledgement from official sources that we could be in trouble. They'll tell you once in a while that we had a near miss with an asteroid. And right under our feet through greed, I mean, that's all we want is greed to set precedent. If you're going to get a job, you got to work in a field where the rich corporations get richer. And then you're paid somewhat for your expertise. But to have expertise in this field of magnetic reversals, probably Tesla, he knew more about the sunspots on the moon. I don't know whether that you've ever read the history of Tesla, but he was concerned about it even in his day, in the early 1900s, when he was in his heyday. So, what do our professors know? Again, next to nothing. A solid central core, they say, rotates in the center of the Earth. It is surrounded by a liquid iron-like layer, and on top of which the Earth's crust is continuously drifting. The whole structure, therefore, appears to be a huge rotating dynamo. In addition, the liquid layer rotates in the electrostatic field of the sun recharging itself. That's how that, like a giant generator. Could we overcharge? I mean, oil is, you know, we're pumping it. Every day, there's less and less oil. I don't know what it's causing. I'm sure that there are great voids in the earth from the pumping of oil. Something has to replace that void. The earth gives. The pressure is enormous. And so what would take its place? In this case, there is a scenario that even in the Gulf, when this oil is extracted from under the surface of the ocean, then the ocean waters would, after the pressure, the waters would flood in, and under this enormous heat factor that they speak about, 400 degrees, then we could possibly have an explosion or a magnitude of, you know, nuclear bomb. Boy, that wouldn't sit too well with the people in Florida, the retirees, the beachcombers. Talk about oil. They're fussing down there now because of the inconvenience of oil tar balls that are coming in up on the beach. It is a shame how we've polluted, and we have not at all been efficient in our cleaning of the planet. Look at it. It is absolutely a toxic mess. And if it keeps on, we're 50 days pumping. What a oil well. Could it have been that this deliberate sabotage by someone? I mean, any passing submarine could have exploded. Any with technology that we've got today, it could be found. It was visible from the ocean. as they pass by. Liners could pass by, cruisers, submarines, or other devices that could be implanted, and we could have a terrorist attack. Nobody's made a claim of that, probably because of the improbabilities, but I'm just saying that it could have been deliberate. And if it is, that man is so set on destroying the earth, that it just might work. Have you ever thought about the possibilities that the Bible says in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation that they're going to do it? And that there has to be an intervening on somebody's part. Now this, the Bible says that the times will be cut short, and if it don't, there won't be any flesh saved. The madmen of greed, corporations, they care not. I think we've got other technologies that would replace the use of fossil fuels. But ladies and gentlemen, greed drives the creature, and the creature is to the point that he's almost exploding within because of greed. At this rate, there's not going to be much left within a couple of decades. You know, think about this. If there's not some major changes, we're emptying the earth of its metals. And these metals are conductors. If we take all the conducting power of this generator, this earth generator, that gets its energy from the sun in proportion to its perfection, it was set to perfect itself. And yet man's incredible ways of taking the things that the earth is made out of, the elements, the mining, great processing machines are daily mining, taking away its wealth from within, causing giant caverns to be formed in the earth, voids that has to be filled at some point, and with the earth being covered with 3/4 of water, what better way than to replace what's been taken out with water? And what would that do to the electrical potential that could be lost or gained? I mean, it could go either way. And the shift, we know that is possible. And 20 and 12, at the end of the Mayan calendar, 11, we got a lot of things to talk about, the digital shifts and the digital controls. Maybe a wisdom or a power. Now, when I said that we have to be saved from ourselves, the Bible says He will cut that time short. Who's going to cut it short? Well, the Creator or the Creators or the wiser ones. Could it be that there are other intelligent beings in the universe that are concerned that this liquid layer that rotates in the electrostatic field of the sun, which produces a giant generator of recharging? I told you how the ancients used the ley lines for energy. A lot of people have told us in time that that's possible. That the ley lines, properly energized, I don't even know now whether there's enough energy left within the earth. Or maybe there's too much. I really don't know about anything about that. I'm just saying that the possibility of destruction is so upon us. It's like something tied to our neck and we're trying to swim through this mess. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a mess. the mechanism that generates the magnetic field of the Earth, which is really more frightening. Without a doubt, our continued existence depends that it keeps on like it was designed to do. What are we doing? We just don't know when we pull out the iron, liquid iron, ore, or the gold, or the metals. You say, oh, I don't think that's going to happen to this earth. Read your Bible. He's coming back to destroy them and destroy the earth. Tell me, somebody's going to attempt or go too far at some point for greedy gain. We're going to meet fate. And fate is going to hand out its punishment with no respect to person, because it rains on the just and the unjust, and we're all on... This is home. We got to live here. Does greed have to dominate everything? Is it a corporation board that has to report to its stockholders that they would deny the safety features? All other nations in the world have to make sure that things like happen here on the American side of the drill, they're drilling all over this earth. Everywhere there's deposits of oil, they're drilling. Because when you pull into the gas station, now listen, it doesn't cost $1 more to extract oil out of the ground than it did, say, 100 years ago. They have more efficient ways of getting it, so it really decreases, and yet the price of oil has increased because they tell us there's a scarcity. Remember back when gas went to $5 a gallon and we were all complaining about it and it was headed for $6? You ain't seen nothing yet. They got this planned. Liquid layer rotates in the electrostatic field of the sun, recharging itself. However, this is not at all efficient. More electrical potential is lost than gained. Just like a battery that is almost empty, it's difficult to recharge and it becomes exhausted more easily and quickly. This is a situation with a battery of the magnetic field of the earth. It's been depleted. For this reason, I see that there is a possible, or a distinct possibility, the force of the magnetic field diminishing almost 60% diminished by record and measurements over the last 2,000 years. 60% of diminishing of its ability to charge itself properly. How long are we going to go into? At this rate, now here it is, at this rate, there will not be much left within a couple of decades. That's a short time. And then one can expect what's coming. And that would be a reversal of the poles. It would shift. Nobody knows in what way this would happen or the consequences. In contrast to what the Mayans prophesied or the wise people of the past knew, I was talking to a brother in Michigan and he was telling me about that the ancient Egyptians knew about these digital time frames. And I've always been amazed when I read the Bible that, you know, when Yahweh, the Eternal One, with His wisdom, He performed what you would call 10 signs or 10 miracles. And the Egyptians, they basically duplicated 8 of them. That ain't bad. I mean, they did some feats that are, it's just incredible. It's incredible. So they knew some things. Today, all we know is how to get wealth or to destroy our planet under our feet, digging into the earth, extracting its natural resources for gain. when we have other means? I mean, we could have clean energy. We don't have to have fossil fuel. But the wealth of the corporations that is extracting... Now, we have BP apologizing. Their CEO coming out and saying, oh, we're going to pay for this. Really? They ought to. They just made up to almost $100 billion. They've got money. They don't mind paying for a few hundred million barrels of oil or cleanup or putting a few hundred fishermen to work and then letting the rest of the planet suffer as they're creating a gaping hole wherein something has to replace it in the bottom of the ocean. Pressures has to be pressurized. There ain't going to be nothing left within a couple of decades. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if this happens like some of the possibilities of the experts, we need answers to these alarming and devastating possibilities. If you decipher the points to a complex and ingenious science, when there's no scientists that even know how our core works, they're only speculating in theory, we may be doing something by extracting all these metals and oils to disrupt the magnetic flow and tilt the balance. We're doing something that cannot be good for our planet when the Bible says that man will eventually destroy the earth and there'll have to be an intervention by whoever that runs the heavens. I'm a firm believer that the watchers, the Bible speaks of them, is looking in on these things. They know. It's alarming. Now, if there was technological terminology that I could use at some point in history, other than the magnetic occurrence of prophecies of the texts of the old wise ones, which has been ignored, everybody says, they didn't have that knowledge. They were cavemen. They were Klimals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe the Bible, I'm talking about the generation that destroyed itself before. There's nothing new under the sun. What it's be's already been. A generation has done passed on. Our earth is nothing but a huge magnet. And the sunspot cycle theory of the Maya, they were concerned about this. They were really concerned because our earth is nothing but a huge magnet. It's got its own north and south poles. It's a short circuit with another external beam of light, and our magnet can end in a catastrophic polar reversal. And this means that the magnetic north pole changes place with the magnetic south pole. But what sort of an external beam could cause this? What force is powerful enough to stop the rotation of the earth and reverse it? And in between the reversals, catastrophic consequences. I mean, it's possible. I'm talking things here tonight in digital codes. These things are set on timelines. If the earth has been destroyed, then it is set to be destroyed because nothing new under the sun for what is to be has already been. What is to be. Now, got that. But that's saying to you that whatever we've done, the foolish mistakes we've made in the past, is bound to be repeated because man, in his quest for riches and gain, they take the earth, this valuable earth, the minerals and the metals, the oils, and the treasures that lays beneath the sea, We're extracting it at a rate. I do think that technology is being suppressed that could replace our utility companies, for instance, where we divert water. Did you know out west that there's the battle's over water? And the earth is three quarters covered with water, and yet there's a scarcity? That means that the North Pole changes place with the magnetic South Pole. What force is powerful enough to stop the rotation? Only one object can cause this, and that'd be our sun. The magnetic field of the sun undergoes a drastic change every 11,500 to 12,000 years. We're due. A major change. Once a crucial point in time has been reached, now digital time codes, it reverses instantaneously. Chaotic outbursts accompany this phenomenon, and the immense cloud of plasma is hurled out into space. Then a shockwave of particles reaches our planet, and the polar reversal of our Earth commences to major destructive proportions. Nothing we can do about it. Man, in his wisdom and quest and greed, is bringing us to the point of biblical destruction that is prophesied in proportions unparalleled in history. A time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Solar storms and geometric flips. Now, we've had astronomers write that field flips have been accomplished experimentally by shooting large quantities of loaded particles on a strong bipolar magnet, and these particles are then caught in the magnetic fields and cause a ring stream. This is a miniature demonstration of what they think the Earth is all about. At a certain moment, this stream speeds up to such an extent that the feel of the magnet automatically reverses completely. And if that happens to this Earth, we are in an equivalent scenario that the field of the Earth can reverse in just the same way that I demonstrated the experiment by certain astronomers. They already know that it's impossible to happen. Now, in an equivalent scenario, the field of the Earth can reverse just like the theory that I just gave you. And they know that these particles of a solar storm can compress the Earth's magnetic field and temporarily speed up the power of the Earth's field. And with the solar particles reaching our planet in 2012, at 11:11, digital time codes, at 11:11, we're going to have an intense magnetic ring current generated through what scientists are calling a particular time, digital time code, that the Mayans spoke about and warned us about, that we could, if not properly cared for, the Earth could reverse its poles and it could start spinning after a stabilization period. Would there be any flesh saved? Except these days be shortened? They won't be. The catastrophe will not only result in the massive destruction of life on Earth, but also it could continue its existence However incomprehensible that this may sound, let me explain that the magnetic field of the Earth is not an accident of natural science. Its primary task is to protect us against cosmic and solar radiation. Some intelligent being who created this knew exactly, it's amazing, how to set the Earth in motion in a rotating field of energy that could balance itself. And when this balance is interrupted by greed, and the Earth itself is set in motion, it could get out of motion, and then there could be it could be a complete devastating destruction upon the Earth such as the world has never seen. A time of trouble is what I'm talking about. Now, with this in mind, why, all of a sudden, do we have the government spending money like it's going out of style? It could be. It could be going out of style. It could be that your government knows that something of a major biblical prophetic prophecy is about to come upon us. I know one thing. They're building underground shelters at the same time that they're extracting the minerals from the earth, leaving giant caverns underneath. They are also extracting large holes into it that they can hide in. They can store food in. We're using the earth for all the wrong reasons. The Bible talked about man boring into the earth and trying to hide. Why? Could it be that this magnetic field of the earth is not an accident? Its primary task is to protect us against cosmic and solar radiation. More people are dying of cancer. We're getting diseases that have never been known. Radiation burns of the skin. We're here at a point in history that's crucial and critical. And, you know, that's why that, I mean, I can't stop this mad rush to greed. I mean, the earth is full of greed. The love of money is the root of all evil. Wherever there is a lot of money, there's a lot of evil. And wherever there's evil, we know that evil forces are set in motion to destroy the earth. The Bible says that. I'm amazed at the Bible's accuracy. I really am. You people that are listening tonight should pray and seek the face of the Creator. See, we're sort of herded like dumb sheep into a pattern of thinking. All this terrorist activity, all these fearful reports, all these things happening all of a sudden, diversions? What? Why they want to? Is something going on that we don't know about? Is there imminent danger for the dwellers of the earth? Are they trying to hide something by spraying mass chemicals? Is something going on? I don't know what it is. They're spending money like a thing. They're boring into the earth. They have powerful radiation weapon beams, particle beams. The HARP systems. It's incredible. What we're doing, I really don't know why, but it's like we are a madhouse of scientists that are hell-bent on creating something to destroy ourselves. The potential is enormous. We're talking about incompatible duality, despite the fact that a huge amount of people and animals and plants will die. Who cares? Greed takes precedent. The love of money. It's going to continue to be this way because we're exhausting the natural resources. We are digging into the, you know, if the earth is a battery, then to repair itself from the damage that we've done, it has to do what is natural, and that's reverse. And if it does, we're in trouble. I hope it don't. Now, I do know that the Bible says in the day that he returns, we'll be eating and drinking and being merry. That could happen tomorrow. We're eating and drinking and being merry today. But in a moment, it prophesies of a destructive time that'll come up on the people unaware. And except these days be shortened, there won't be any flesh saved. Are we at that critical point of what the Mayans said would be the greatest sun cycle, disruption of the sun? Are we entering that time of December the 21st and 20 and 12, 11, 11? And that's what the digital time code message is all about here tonight. We are in peril. Nobody is, you go out tomorrow after this message, you'll see the interstates clogged, and people running to and fro. You'll see the restaurants full of people eating. You'll see the nightclubs and the ball games and all this crap that's going on tonight. You'll see them flooded, unconcerned, just like there's going to be a tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you at some point in time, there won't be a tomorrow. That will be an accountable force to reckon with. The Bible says that somebody's going to intervene and cut short. You say, they're coming. They're forced to come. If they don't accept there is an intervention, they ain't going to be nobody saved that's worth saving. Just like it was in the days of Noah. Just like it was in the days of Lot. What happened? What caused these triggers of digital time codes? What prophecy lays beneath the surface of our understanding that we're not realizing that would make us become aware? There's a few people waking up. There's a few people gathering. There's a few people praying. At least we ought to be praying. Not much praying is going on. We lack prayer. If my people, which are called by name, will pray and seek my face. You see, that's a electromagnetic generator itself. When we generate power from the desires of our heart, or as a nation or a people thinks, so is it. We've got to change our thinking to get rid of this negative thinking. Man is hell-bent on destroying. He don't care. Destruction? Who's concerned about renewed life? All they're concerned about is their bank accounts get larger. They don't care. You think that they care about the average person out here? You're just a number. They don't care if the earth, they don't really believe in a creator. They don't believe in a higher power. They don't think of a spiritual, a supernatural perfection that this earth was created to be a live entity. They don't care if they damage the core of the earth, or they put gaping, ugly scars into the earth and dig big holes. They don't care. If they find metal, they're going to dig it. If they find oil, they're going to pump it. You know why? That's their destiny, to destroy the earth. They're going to destroy the earth. And there's going to have to become an intervention. An intervention. Somebody's going to have to come in and save us. Are you ready? Are you concerned? Are you going to let it catch you unaware? I feel like that it's time to pray and seek the Father's face and turn from our wicked ways and know that we've passed from death to life because we love our planet. We love our brethren. That's what the Bible says. It's time for us to get in a go mode. Go to your knees. Most people won't even slow down one day a week for a digital time code. Yahweh has set a day of rest. You see what I mean? I'm not concerned about that. You think people are going to dig into the great mysteries of the lunar cycle, the equinox, the magnetic fields of the earth and all these things? Leave that up to someone else. As for me and my house, we got to go to church on Saturday or Sunday. That's the way the system works. And yet, that could be a wrong system. We're being deceived. We're being led astray. Digital time codes of destruction. And for those who are not aware of the times that we live in, make sure they don't come up on you unaware. Come to an understanding of praise and honor. Go to your knees and pray and seek the face of the Father. And you know the Bible says, except there come a falling away, the end won't come no way. See, that's a magnetic disruptive field. Falling away. Interrupting the balance of spiritual harmony, and the earth itself is a spiritual entity. It takes precedent over everything. And if we don't respect its laws, despite all of the good things that we could have, we are set for greed to destroy. We have no regard for people, for animals, for plants, or for our planet. We don't give a damn. Pile our radiation junk, nuclear waste, bury it somewhere. Hide it from us. Put it in a landfill out in the middle of the Atlantic. Why the mad rush to pump out all the oil when we have alternative methods of creating powers that we need for electricity? That's basically, and to run our automobiles. We know that there's technology, but the large oil companies, and listen, the government's in on this too, ladies and gentlemen. They'd cease to exist if they don't back the large corporations in a socialist central form of government. The governments are just getting bigger. They don't care about the massive destruction on life. Matter of fact, they would appreciate if the Earth's growing population would get down to just a few. Is it planned to make that? Is the mutation of our planet and the destructive forces in power, have they started and we can't stop it? Are we going to be destroyed with those that destroy the earth? Or are we going to be rescued and saved? Well, where are you at? 9/11. 9/11's coming. There's no doubt that the sun's often erratic behavior does have massive effects on our Earth's biosphere. We sometimes forget that we do not merely orbit the sun, but rather reside deep within its magnetic sphere, or the invisible part of the sun, that extends out as a spherical bubble enclosing the inner planets and affecting Earth and its temperatures. The time is going to come when the Bible speaks about that the Earth is going to become so hot that men will start cursing. No air conditioners will cool you down. The reason that the sun becomes important in the 1111 subject that I'm talking about, the digital time code, is not simply that it is, of course, central to a solstice point in our calendar. It also happens to be that the sun's magnetic field operates a cycle of polarity, reversing an average of 1111. In other words, the intensity is always on 1111 scale. That's a code. Are you noticing more and more that 1111 is coming up on in your sight field? Nikola Tesla, the unsung hero of science, gave us such wonders as the alternating current. Was himself interested in the sun, and although he was a scientist, he was also very superstitious about numbers and held that perhaps strange belief that the sun and earth were dynamic, living organisms. Listen at that, ladies and gentlemen. A belief held by many indigenous peoples, a belief also held by many of those who know that it is a living organism. And that if we don't get in tune with this living organism, the earth and the sun, which the sun is actually our temporary governor, and is speaking to us through the very devices that display its movement through the divisions of the day. The sun is having 11-11 year in December the 21st at 11-11, and that in respect to the Twin Towers, which was the 11, two towers sticking straight up on 11-11, 9-11. It's interesting that the winter solstice of 20 and 12 falling in at 11-11 it plays an important role. And we better face up to it. And we better turn to Yahweh. I've got to get off here. My time is always coming gone. I'd like to continue on this to the point that we could go into in-depth of that living organism, that the Heavenly Father himself is aware of what's going on earth. There is a planned intervention. It's already prophesied in the digital timeline of time. You can bank on it. They're going to enter to save ourselves from ourselves, or to save someone from someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in such a fix. It's incredible. It's also interesting to note that numbers of the solstice date of 21, 12, 20 and 12, we have packed in there. If we reverse 21, it's 12. And then we got 12 and 20 and 12. 1, 2, 3 12s is a warning in the mouth of two or three witnesses. A judgment time. There's no doubt that at 11-11, 21-12, 20-12, as such, that we are at a 13.0.0, and this is an end date, and mathematical oddity is the fact that 1111 multiplied by 1111 gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. This forms two sides of a structure of warning of a double witness. We better get it right. Time's running out. Call me tonight. 423-626-2172. Or you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You might want my series of 11-11 or 20-12. We've got about 20 or 25 hours of teaching in relationship to just what I'm going into in the digital time codes tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world at 10 o'clock on WWRB 3.185 with part 3 of digital time codes. You don't want to miss it. We'll go into the spiritual consequences of where we're headed to Armageddon. I can see the forces gathering now. And ladies and gentlemen, it's on the Illuminati schedule for you to beware that time will not catch you unaware. Be also ready for you know not in what hour it's going to come up on those who are not ready, unaware. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh keep you. Yahweh cause a healing in your mind and in your soul. May He give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding on what's coming. May He give you the perception and the vision of the digital time codes. May you look upon the annals of time and know that the time is nigh, even at the door. That you need to step up, repent, pray, and seek His face. If you would like to do that, call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. My blessings, and may Yahweh keep you. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock around the world, on WWRB, part 3 of Digital Time Codes. You don't want to miss it. Yahweh bless you.